Welcome to Purple Pride Radio, a podcast for kids by kids. Here at White Lake Elementary in White Lake, South Dakota, second graders study the life cycle of different plants and animals in science. We've put together a podcast for you to share some information about the life cycles of two different animals. I'm Matthew, and I'll be your host as we help you learn more about amazing animal life cycles. All plants and animals go through life cycles, some of them lasting years and some of them lasting days. Some animals go through metamorphosis, which means that they change from one form to another. In our podcast, we are going to learn about two different animals that go through metamorphosis, the frog and the butterfly. Here's Heather with our first segment, the life cycle of the butterfly. Take it away, Heather.
Thanks, Matthew. In science class, we have been learning about animal life cycle. The butterfly has a very interesting life cycle. Tiny eggs are laid by the female butterfly on a leaf. Around 5 days later, a teeny worm-like creature will hatch. The caterpillar will eat and grow during this stage. The pupa or chrysalis is the resting stage. Inside the chrysalis, the marvelous change from caterpillar to adult butterfly takes place. The caterpillar changes into a butterfly with compound eyes and star-like feeding tubes and 6 legs. Then the adult butterfly crawls out of the chrysalis. The wings are expanded and blood is pumping into them. A little warmy from the sun and it will be ready to fly off to feed and lay its eggs. Then the cycle starts all over again. I'm Heather, and this has been the life cycle of a butterfly.
Thanks, Heather. Great information. The next segment of our podcast is about another interesting life cycle, the life cycle of the frog. That reminds me of a joke. Why are frogs so happy? They eat whatever bugs them. Well, I guess I better stick to the facts. So here's Carter with a segment on the life cycle of the frog.
Thanks, Matthew. Did you know that the frog has a very interesting life cycle? He spends part of his life on land and part of it in the water. The adult frog lays eggs in water. The eggs hatch into a tadpole after about 10 days. After about 21 days, the tadpole has grown and will hold on to a weed in the water. He has a long tail and hides in the weeds. He breathes with gills like a fish and swims using his tail. After 5 weeks of growing, the tadpole begins to change. He starts to grow his back legs. After 8 weeks, the tadpole's front legs will start to appear. His lungs are also starting to grow, so that soon he can live on land. His mouth widens, his tail is much smaller, and his legs are growing. After 11 weeks, we see a frog. He has lungs to breathe with, legs big enough for hopping, and now he does not have a tail. Frogs will mostly live on land. They eat insects, catching them with their long, sticky tongue. They also eat small fish and worms. In cold weather, they will dig down into the mud and hibernate, or sleep very deeply through the winter. And then the life cycle begins again. I'm Cardinal. Back to our host.
Thank you, Carter. Did you know that another name for a tadpole is a pollywog? That's just one more interesting fact about frogs. A fact of life is that things change. Plants and animals are among those things that change. They go through many different stages as they grow, just like you and me. It is time for our second Purple Pride Radio podcast to end. We hope you have learned some new and interesting information about animal life cycles. Thank you for listening to our podcast on Purple Pride Radio.